presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
January 15, 1107 America, New York, a 5.5% hit from Brexit? Not so fast. When Britain voted to leave the European Union in June 2016, there was no shortage of forecasts of economic catastrophe. In the event, the catastrophe did not materialize, and when the British economy did crash, it did so at the same time as everyone else's as a result of COVID-19 and government responses to it.
Global economy.
January 15, 10 o'clock America, New York. Will UK inflation data show the Bose strategy is paying off? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
January 15, 8 o'clock America, New York. Russian strikes sap Ukraine mobile network of vital power. Telecom operators and internet providers are scouring suppliers for better batteries and generators.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
January 15, 8 o'clock America, New York. The need for heroes and heroism. A group of classical liberals whose email list I'm on got into an interesting discussion recently about the role of, and need for, heroes and heroism. The best comment I saw was by Todd Zwicky, a law professor at George Mason University, who gave me permission to quote him.
Marginal Revolution.
January 15, 725 America, New York. Unexpected inflation and the redistribution of wealth. We have a great new MRU video giving students some practice with unexpected inflation and the redistribution of wealth. As always, we like to teach a bit of history with our economics, so you might also get some perspective on William Jennings Bryan and the Cross of Gold.
Global economy.
January 15, 7 o'clock America, New York. Sweden is navigating an international identity crisis. War in Ukraine and economic activism in Europe are causing Stockholm to nuance traditional stances.
Global economy.
January 15, 7 o'clock America, New York. Geopolitics threatens to destroy the world Davos made. World Economic Forum delegates fear that a long period of peace and economic integration could be coming to a close.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
January 15, 6 o'clock America, New York. Former executives of Fox subsidiary face trial in FIFA bribery case. Prosecutors allege two former executives of 21st Century Fox paid bribes for soccer broadcasting rights in South America, in a trial set for this week in Brooklyn, NY.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
January 15, 5:30 America, New York. Agriculture companies push carbon capture farming. Growers are skeptical. Executives say farming programs designed to capture carbon dioxide in fields offer long-term benefits, including healthier soil, and they provide extra cash.
New York Times Business. January 15, 5 o'clock America, New York. Auburn banned TikTok, and students can't stop talking about it. The school's prohibition brings a geopolitical fight front and center for TikTok's biggest fans, young Americans. Students at Auburn University's campus on Tuesday, the day before classes resumed for the spring semester. New York Times Business. January 15, 5 o'clock America, New York. After a burst of new businesses, a cooling economy intrudes. The pandemic has brought a boom in entrepreneurship, but higher interest rates, a chill in venture capital, and fears of recession now pose obstacles. Pause, in Rec, a business started during the pandemic, offers dog daycare in the Tampa, Florida, area.
Marginal Revolution.
January 15, 244 America, New York. The major revolutions I have seen in my lifetime. The nature, size of impact, and time horizons on all these vary greatly, but here is my list. 1. Moon landing, 1969. Most of the impact still not felt, except for satellites. My parents did let me stay up late at night to watch it.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
January 14, 2045 America, New York. My 2021 mistake. A commenter recently asked me about my criticism of Fed policy during 2021. During that year, I was not particularly critical of Fed policy. So is it fair for me to now suggest that Fed policy was too expansionary during 2021? The answer is yes, but clearly that requires some explanation.
BBC News Business. January 14, 1927, America, New York, CEO secrets, boxing boss reveals his punishing routine. Ben Amana, founder and CEO of BoxRaw, which sells kit and clothing for boxing, shares his business advice.
Marginal Revolution,
January 14, 1603, America, New York, Sprouting Cities, How Rural America Industrialized. We study the joint process of urbanization and industrialization in the U.S. economy between 1880 and 1940. We show that only a small share of aggregate industrialization is accounted for by the relocation of workers from remote rural areas to industrial hubs like Chicago or New York City.
Daily FX Market News.
January 14, 12 o'clock America, New York, Japanese Yen Weekly Forecast. Optimism around BOJ shift lifts JPY. The Japanese yen enters the week on a positive note ahead of the highly anticipated BOJ rate decision that could bring about a change to a long-standing policy outlook.
New York Times Business.
January 14, 8 o'clock America, New York, just how common is corporate fraud? A new study estimates that on average 10% of public companies commit securities fraud each year.
Daily FX Market News.
January 13, 1915 America, New York. S&P 500 toes technical cliff. Dollar has lost half of its rate-era climb. Event risk uneven. Both the benchmark for global equities and the world's most liquid currency registered meaningful progress this past week while still standing firmly in a shadow of doubt around commitment. On the cusp of risk on breaks, how will holiday liquidity and an eclectic mix of top event risk steer conviction?
BBC News Business.
January 13th. 1902 America, New York, single-use plastic. Takeaways face ban in October. More details emerge of a ban that businesses say could make takeaways more costly.
BBC News Business.
January 13, 1725 America, New York, holidaymakers spending more as bookings rise. People planning a trip abroad for the summer are splashing out despite incomes being hit by inflation.